This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why,
oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said, oh, what a night.
Hello, everybody tuning in to Phoenix right now. It's just gone 6 o'clock. It's Tuesday evening, which usually only means one thing. It means I'm here live, which it does mean tonight, but it hasn't meant that for the last few weeks, has it? I was working away over Christmas. Somehow, the theatrical gods were smiling on me, and I was able to perform in a Christmas show. Despite various parts of the country going into higher and higher restrictions, I managed to be booked to perform in wonderful North Devon. And we stayed in Tier 2 for virtually the whole duration of our run. We were supposed to do 18 shows of a Christmas variety show down there in Barnstaple. And we managed to do 17 before it was back up into Tier 3. Then I've come home into Tier 4. Now national lockdown. It's all gone crazy. What on earth has been going on? I can't leave Essex for a minute, can I? You know, without cases going up. So there we go. Anyway, it's great to be back and lovely to be here sat in our studio number one here at Phoenix FM in the heart of Brentwood. But remember, you don't have to be in the area to tune in. Thanks to the wonders of modern technology, you can tune in live from absolutely anywhere in the world. So whether you're joining in the area on 98.0 FM, I'm extremely grateful. If you're tuning in from anywhere in the world via phoenixfm.com, our website, our app, all the kinds of ways that you can do it. Smart speakers, telling them to play Phoenix. Thanks so much for being here and for welcoming me back with open arms. Well, I don't know about open arms, but at least not closed arms. What are closed arms, anyway? While we all try and work that out, what's happening tonight, then? Well, I'm back, yes. So, therefore, I'm going to play a lot of tracks that link to someone being back or returning or have the word back in the title. Some of the tracks you're going to hear tonight have been suggested by you lovely leg-end listeners, and some have been chosen by me. Because, you know, 3 weeks away from Phoenix and I'm itching to play certain things. And I'm delighted that this first track I'm going to hit you with tonight fits in with the theme of my show as well. And it's one of my favourite tracks. It's Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac, but not the version you're used to hearing more than ever. It's a slightly dancier, faster remix by Joe T. Vanelli, for those of you desperately interested, like Amy Lee Brady was on social media earlier. We're exchanging alternate remixes of Return of the Mac. Anyway, let's do it. More coming up soon. Stay tuned. Great to have you along.
Return of the man.
great version of Return of the Mac there, Mark Morrison.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, and this is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons. Having been away in Barnstaple over Christmas for almost a month, I'm back now in the heart of Brentwood, broadcasting to you all, broadcasting to the world. And a little bit of extra pressure for me. I was at the fabulous Queen's Theatre in Barnstaple in North Devon, starring alongside my dad, as Simmons and Simmons, in a show called Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker, with, yes, him of Pop Idol fame, the legend that is Gareth Gates. And also we had Eurovision star and fabulous singer Nikki French in the show as well, along with an aerialist called Naomi Scott. And it was a fabulous variety show for the people of North Devon, and very well supported by the local radio station down there, The Voice FM. And I know that a lady who interviewed us on The Voice FM, the fabulous Lisa McKenzie, is now tuning into my show. So not only have I got people who regularly tune in, my lovely Legend listeners, I've got people that are very, very experienced radio presenters listening to me as well. So slightly feeling the pressure. Now if I muddle my words, I'm going to be extra upset with myself. Anyway, good to know you're out there, Lisa. Good to know you're tuning in. Thanks so much for your support. It's fabulous. How's your Tuesday evening treating you then, everybody? I've seen another statement from Boris, flanked by his medical advisers, and they must enjoy children's playgrounds because they keep asking for the next slide every time I turn on the TV. Not quite sure what that's all about. They need a helter-skelter or something like that, I'm guessing. Now, I played that first track there, and I'm going to reward people for longevity in tonight's show. I'm well aware that some of you lovely people tune in at the start, and you may well have found something else to do before I go off the air at 8 o'clock tonight. You know, no judgment, it's fine. People have busy lives. Or there are some people who start responding to social media requests and things halfway through the show, and I know they haven't listened to the start. All I'm going to say is to be my Legend of the Week, the hotly coveted and often controversial award that's given out for absolutely no tangible prize whatsoever, just the glory of knowing it happened to you that week. For my Legend of the Week award this week, you are going to have paid attention to the beginning of the show and maybe points throughout it as well. So that's all I'm going to say. You know, for those fair weather listeners that just dip in and out and go, oh, it's on in the background, I'm not really aware of what's going on, unlikely to be my Legend of the Week tonight. I'll leave it at that. Now, I'm going to keep hitting you up with tracks that link to being back or returning, because that's what I've done today. But also, I'm going to share with you some of my experiences whilst in Barnstaple over the last couple of weeks. And they were generally fabulous experiences. It's a lovely place. Once we're able to travel around again, I highly recommend a visit to North Devon. So go for it. But in the meantime, songs that mean I'm back. Here's Take That. Not just back, not just back once. Back for good. Did I need to spell it out? Not sure.
I guess now it's time for me to give up. I think it's time. Got a picture of you beside me. Got your lipstick mark still on your coffee cup. Oh, yeah. Got a fist of pure emotion. Got a head of shattered dreams. Gotta leave it all behind now. Whatever I said, whatever I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good.
Want you back, want you back, want you back for good.
Song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Want you back, want you back.
I want you back for good. Unaware but underlined, I figured out the story.
No, no,
it wasn't good.
No, no.
But in a corner of my mind,
corner of my mind,
I celebrated glory.
That was not to be.
In the twist of separation, you excelled in being free. Can't you find a little room inside for me? Whatever I said, whatever I did, I didn't mean it. I just want you back for good. See, I want you back for good. Whenever I'm wrong, just tell me the song and I'll sing it. You'll be right and understood.
Take That Boys, that was all five of them, wasn't it? And Back For Good originally came out in the 90s as well. If you are tuned in and you're wondering what the theme of tonight's show is, well, it's all about me being back after a few weeks away. Hence, you're going to hear a lot of songs that have the word back in the title, or about returning, or are loosely linked to being back in some way or another. And then once I've exhausted those and everybody's sick of it, or I mean everybody's massively enjoyed the content, then I'm going to play some tracks that link to what I was doing and the experiences I had over the last couple of weeks. I'm going to share some of those stories with you. We will have time for celebrity birthdays a little bit later on, and we will also let you know, probably just before 7 o'clock, what you need to do in order to be my Legend of the Week before I go off the air at 8 o'clock. But if you've just tuned in late and you're wondering what it's all about, well, listen very carefully. There is the Legend of the Week Award rewards longevity of listening to the show. Not just dipping in and out, but being there from the start right through to the end. Come on, it's just 2 hours of dedication on a Tuesday night. When you're in lockdown, is the TV really that good? Do you just want the radio on in the background while you're eating your dinner? Or do you want to pay massive attention to it? Take notes. You know, go for it. So, yes. Anyway, right. Now, I'm going to keep the tracks coming. I'm going to get ready to share with you some stories about my time in North Devon with Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker. It's so weird, actually, doing a theatre show in lockdown. Well, it wasn't lockdown, but in some kind of restrictions because of COVID safety protocols in the theatre. We weren't once allowed to go into the auditorium of the theatre. We had to stay backstage at all times, and the closest you could ever get to the auditorium was being on stage. And imagine this, for all you sort of thespy types, a little bit bizarre, doing a show with people, not being allowed to touch them. First day of rehearsals, you can't go in and give anyone a hug or shake hands or pat them on the back or do anything. You have to sort of keep your distance and say, oh, we're in a show together, that's nice. Stay over there, though. And all positioning on the stage had to be done with 1 metre plus distances in place and markings on the stage. So, yeah, it wasn't all rosy doing that show, you know. A little bit of frustrations for the performers to have to overcome, but we got there and the people were entertained, and that was the most important thing. We gave them some Christmas entertainment when it's a bit tough. And, yeah, times may be tough, but tune into this show. We won't be focusing on that. We'll be trying to bring a bit of lightheartedness into your houses while you've got your radios on. So yes, keep it here. The show that goes like this on Phoenix FM with you up until 8 o'clock tonight. Loads of great stuff on here all the rest of the time as well. Check out the website, phoenixfm.com. Have a look at the schedule. You can find out information on all the shows, all the presenters, on all that gubbins at your own leisure. Okay, so we've had Mark Morrison, we've had Take That. Now, with I Want You Back, heavy 80s vibe, Get the Stock, Aitken and Waterman feel. Can see where I got the inspiration for I Should Be So Lucky. This is Bananarama. That was the drama of Bananarama walking along with a llama. I struggled with the last one. I shouldn't have bothered. I just like the fact that drama rhymed with Bananarama. Anyway, I hope you're doing well this Tuesday evening. What other words end in armor? Panorama. Yes, the drama of Panorama about Bananarama and a llama. There we go. That's I'm happier with that. But anyway, it's all got a bit ridiculous, as it frequently does on this programme. If you've tuned in before, you'll know that happens. Thanks for being here tonight. Remember, all the ways you can get in touch with me on this show. I haven't shared those with you yet tonight, have I? It's Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, or you can go to my personal profile, Ben Simmons, where there's an avatar of me waving. Ben Simmons Radio as well is the page on Facebook. If you're on Twitter, it's @BenSimRadio, and you can tweet me, feel free. If you want to go crazy and send an email to the station, it's radio@phoenixfm.com. And if you're desperate to not just hear my voice, get this. Of course, we have a Mixcloud link where you can join our webcam and actually see me in the studio. And yes, see the fact that I am surrounded by our station branding in the background. And yes, I am wearing my rather fetching University of Leeds hoodie. Not for any particular reason, just put it on today. Wasn't trying to big up the University of Leeds particularly, although it was enjoyable for me while I was there. But yes, if you're desperate to see it, go to mixcloud.com, search for Phoenix FM, you'll see our logo on there, and just click it, and then you can actually see me. If that's your greatest desire this evening, then I'm very happy for you to do that. And what else can we tell you? Well, it's got all the station social media things on there. Phoenix FM for Facebook, Phoenix FM for Twitter, Phoenix 98 FM on Insta. So, yeah, but Mixcloud.com. If you have an account with Mixcloud, you can join in on the chat feature just to the right of the camera output as well. So go for it. That's all I say. Yeah, thanks so much for everybody who bothers to be here. Remember, you get rewarded for tuning in right from the beginning of the show tonight. You could probably only be Legend of the Week if you paid attention right from the start. Yes, slightly tougher than normal requirement to be Legend of the Week tonight. And yes, I'm playing tracks that have the word back in the title or linked to being back in some way. Because I'm back. I know you've missed me for 3 weeks. And thanks to everybody that filled in while I was away. The stalwarts here at Phoenix FM. Thanks to fellow Phoenix presenter Spencer Carter, who suggested on my Facebook page that I play I Want You Back by Bananarama. It was a good idea. And thanks to regular listener and former Legend of the Week award winner Rachel Woollett, who suggested this next track because it's from one of my favourite films of literally all time. I was thinking about this the other day. We did a trivia quiz over Christmas. And I was trying to work out when Back to the Future came out. The question was actually, when did E.T. come out? And I knew it was 2 years before Back to the Future. 1984, Back to the Future. 1982, E.T. This song doesn't have the word back in the title, but it's from Back to the Future, so it counts. Well done, Rachel Woollett. What an awesome track. You think it's got one hook at the start, and then it changes tack. Huey Lewis and the News, The Power of Love.
The power of love is a curious thing. Make a one man weep, make another man sing. Change your heart to a little white dove. More than a feeling, that's the power of love. Tougher than diamonds, rich like cream. A bad girl's dream. Make a bad one good. Make your own right. Power of love will keep you home at night. You don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no
Thanks, Rachel Willett, for suggesting that one.
Phoenix FM.
Not just Huey Lewis, the news as well. You know, it's a bit much giving your band that title, isn't it? Huey Lewis and the news. It's very wide-ranging. Do you do breaking news? Huey Lewis and the breaking news. That would be good, although it could imply that all their instruments didn't work. Anyway, The Power of Love, great track from Back to the Future, of course, hence it fits in with being back in the studio as I am. Are people getting sick of me saying I'm back already? I don't want to, you know, wear out the love you have for me and use it all up in the first half hour and then it's all gone. Oh no, but surely not. Surely you're itching to hear if the tracks you've recommended get played on the show that goes like this tonight. Remember, if you just tuned in, we're not constrained by genre or times that songs came out on this show. We will literally play anything as long as it fits in with the wacky theme of that evening. And whether you regard it as truly wacky or not, the theme of this evening is me being back. So hence playing songs about returning, being back, and having the word back in the title. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook. My personal page is there as well, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. If you want to get in touch on social media, and you will need to do that to be my legend of the week, so stay tuned to hear how to do that in around about half an hour's time. And also, if you want to see the goings-on in the studio, it's mixcloud.com and search for Phoenix FM, and you can get the webcam feed on your device. Truly marvellous. Right, going to keep the tracks coming. We're going to share some experiences I had over Christmas towards the second half of this evening's entertainment, and just keep it here. Good that so many of you have tonight. And also delighted to just hear from Ian Lee, who was our former Drive Time presenter here at Phoenix FM, and a great guy, and great to hear from him as well. He had a good Christmas. I hope everybody listening had a good Christmas. And, yeah, keep it Phoenix, 98.0 FM in the area, phoenixfm.com, anywhere else. If you have a smart speaker, ask it to play Phoenix FM. Whether I'm on or not, I heartily recommend everybody else. Although Rob Harvey, who will be on after me with Synth City, which is a fantastic show, when I put out a request on social media for tracks that link to tonight's theme, he's obviously missing me or sarcastically pointing out that I've been away for a little while. His suggestion was Who Are You by The Who. Thanks, Rob. I haven't taken offence. I took it in the good humour in which it was intended, no doubt. I'm just going to let it play out while we all decide. Rob's inner thoughts.
Sleep at home tonight.
Bit of the Who and Who Are You.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was The Who with Who Are You. Before that, Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love. And remember, if you tuned in late to this show, you're going to be cursing your luck. Because to be Legend of the Week on tonight's edition of the show that goes like this, it will really help if you were listening to all the music at the beginning of the show. Tricky. But, you know, don't just think, oh, okay, I won't bother. You've got to be listening all the way through as well. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon on tonight's show. Marathon of ridiculousness. That's the way I like to look at it. When I asked for songs with back in the title, this one was suggested very quickly by the fabulous Andy Eastwood on my Facebook page. So thanks very much for doing that, Andy. Let's get it on for you straight away. Get Back, The Beatles. Wanted to get back to where you once belonged. Where did you belong? Does that mean like your hometown? Get back to your hometown, to a place you once belonged. I'm not quite sure the meaning of it. I haven't done enough exhaustive research, clearly, for this week's show to be able to give you all the information. If anybody knows the origins of the Beatles, Get Back, please get in touch. Ben Simmons Radio on Facebook, at Ben Sim Radio on Twitter. And, yeah, I'll be delighted to hear from you. Thanks so much to everyone who's got in touch tonight. It seems to be lockdown hits. More people listen to my show, which is fabulous. And, yeah, thank you so much for doing just that. And loads of great tracks coming. Few of the usual features coming up a little bit later on as well. So keep it here up until 8 o'clock. Remember, pay attention to the tracks you've heard. Try desperately to remember them all. It's not going to be a hard-hitting quiz or anything like that at the end, asking you to name 10 of the 20 tracks that are featured in the show. But maybe it would be helpful if you could remember one of the first few That's all I'm going to say. If you weren't listening at the start, shucks. Unlucky. Nobody says shucks, do they? It's a great word. There are some great expressive words that you only really ever saw in comics, like the Beano and the Dandy, that nobody says in real life. It would be brilliant if they did it more. Cripes. Yikes. Crikey. You know, that would be good. So, I've just been sent something on Facebook by a listener on the Isle of Wight. Can you believe the controversy of this? The Isle of Wight went from tier 1 to tier 4. Apparently loads of people went there over Christmas who have second homes over there and took the new variant of the virus with them, which is lovely for all the residents of the Isle of Wight, isn't it? Anyway, apparently from Monday, postmen will be working from home. They will read all your letters and ring you if it's anything important. I like that. That's tickled me. I've enjoyed it. Well done. Thank you so much to Maria on the Isle of Wight for sending that to me. Now, I know what you're thinking. I'd like to hear a track by Celine Dion. Well, isn't it convenient that that's what I'm about to play? I wonder if anybody out there was actually thinking that, you know. Anyway, there's not many tracks by Celine Dion that were written by Meatloaf. Can you imagine Celine Dion doing Bat Out of Hell? That would be brilliant, wouldn't it? Or Paradise by the Dashboard Light. Anyway, Celine Dion with a song with back in the title. It's all coming back to me now, looking at this desk in front of me. You know, took me a good 5 minutes to go, ah, what's that do? Ah, yes, it's all coming back to me now. It literally makes sense. That's a big piano chord at the start, isn't it? Foreboding. You need Celine's voice to make everything all right. I'll just be quiet, shall I? All right.
was so long ago, but it's all coming back to me. If you touch me like this, and if I kiss you like that, it was gone with the wind, but it's all coming back to me. Forgive you all that. We forgive and forget, and it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back to me now. And when I touch you like that, it's all coming back to me now. And if you do it like this, it's all coming back to me.
Phoenix FM.
Phew. Bit long, that track, wasn't it? From Celine Dion. It's all coming back to me now. I mean, I was aware of it before I played it. I was like, shall I let the whole track play through? Felt a bit rude to interrupt old Celine, so I let it play through. Over 5 minutes. On a radio. Crazy. There we go, though. It's all coming back to me now, just like it is with me back in Studio One here at Phoenix FM in Brentwood. In the Brentwood Centre, which is marvellous, under new ownership, I guess, or back with council ownership as a result of COVID. Anyway, it's all doing okay, and I hope you are too on this first night of a new lockdown. Thanks for tuning in, hopefully bringing a bit of lightheartedness to your ears this evening. And yes, I keep threatening to share experiences that happened over Christmas. I haven't got there yet, have I? But I'm waiting till the second hour of the show to do that. So you've only got about 10 minutes to wait if you're desperate to hear what I got up to. Whilst appearing in Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker at the Queen's Theatre Barnstaple. Until then, though, some more music, a tranche of tracks now, if you like. Let's get a couple on a bit quicker that are all to do with me being back in the studio. And I know what many people were thinking. We've been desperate for Ben to get back in the studio. Finally, he's there. Yes, it's a tenuous link, but I just like this one from CC Peniston.
radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And that was Finally by CC Peniston. I always thought it was weird that, I'm guessing that must be a real name. Surprised she didn't use a stage name. You have to see it written down in front of you to really see why you're surprised she didn't have a stage name. Anyway, moving swiftly on, hoping everything's fabulous. I've just heard from the marvellous multiple Legend of the Week award winner, Eddie Bushell, up in Norfolk, who says, "We are listening, just can't be overly banterous because we're decorating Frankie's bedroom." I've not heard that word often before, and I like it. I think it should come more and more into parlance, Eddie. We can't be overly banterous. Yes, I completely agree. Fair enough, if you're decorating bedrooms, you haven't got time to type things into computers, you know, you don't want to get paint on anything technical. I completely understand. You carry on with your decorating, I'll carry on being slightly silly and playing music. That's what it's all about. But thanks so much for getting in touch. Always a pleasure, sir. Love to all the family. Hope you had as acceptable a Christmas as was humanly possible. So there you go. I've got to do some recalculating. I haven't done it for an awfully long time. But we're getting close to 150 shows of the show that goes like this now. And I think Mr. Bushell is the, surely now at this point, the greatest former Legend of the Week award winner in terms of number of awards. See, he has had to share the odd award, so he got half an award, if you like. And I know one time he shared it with three other people, so he got a quarter of an award. I need to go and do the maths. I will admit, I haven't done it again now. At some point in the not-too-distant future, we will actually work out who's had the most Legend of the Week awards. I know Eddie Bush was up there. Rachel Woollett's got to be up there. There's a few other people that have had numerous ones as well. So, yes, maybe we need a league table now of Legends of the Week. When you've done so many shows. See, when it just started, it was interesting, wasn't it? Oh, no one's had it before. 150-odd shows in. Multiple winners. Who's the top? You need to know. I get it. Anyway, it's a virtual merry-go-round of presenters here at Phoenix FM, that's what I say. I'm glad to be back and be a part of it. Stay tuned, 98.0, phoenixfm.com. Let's go round again. That's what I say, Average White Band.
FM.
Most certainly is great to be back after a 3-week hiatus away from the show that goes like this, but I'm back tonight. Don't despair, or do despair if you were loving the fact I was away. Anyway, back again. It's good to be back. Good to be sat in this chair once more. Thanks to those that have kept it warm for me. Not too warm, though. It would have been uncomfortable. Although I did, before Christmas, experience a car with heated seats, which I haven't had before. And very, very lovely. That's all I'm going to say. There may be those of you out there that regularly drive vehicles with heated seats, and therefore it's not a new thing for you. You're blasé about it now, but oh no, for me, gorgeous. Particularly in the colder weather. The cold snap, the wintry months, sitting in a car with heated seats is fabulous. If you can get that, if you have a car that has that, I'm jealous of you, because mine doesn't have it all the time. I just happened to drive one that did for a few days. Anyway, let's move on. I know what you're thinking. Not enough tracks with a reggae vibe on tonight yet, Ben. Well, let's rectify that then with Pato Banton and some people from UB40. Bit of a 90s throwback to a lot of the tracks tonight. Baby, come back, please.
Love is true.
Phoenix FM.
That was Baby Come Back by Pat O'Banton and Robin and Ali Cattenball of UB40. And, okay, it's finally time for me to tell you what on earth you have to do to be my legend of the week tonight. And I did say sort of being in it for the long haul would pay off this evening. So if you're still listening, you'll understand the post that's gone on Facebook a bit better. And if you listened right from the start, you've got a decent chance because for the first time in all my shows, it's not really a subjective decision who's going to be Legend of the Week. Basically, lots of people are in the running and I might pick a winner. So to be tonight's Legend of the Week and prove that you have listened to all 11 tracks so far, or well, no, at least one of the first ones, but there's been 11 tracks on the show so far tonight, all you have to do is comment below the relevant post on my Facebook profile where I've asked for it, and just name one of the first five tracks that were played this evening. For those of you that have just tuned in, probably going to be a bit frustrating to hear that, but, you know, you got to be here from the start at 6 o'clock for the show that goes like this experience. I'm just encouraging that tonight. That's all. To be Legend of the Week, you have to comment below the post on my Facebook profile with a purple background with the title of one of the first five tracks played on tonight's show. I've put that up on my personal profile page on Facebook. As we speak, I'm sharing it to my Ben Simmons Radio Facebook page. So if you comment in either of those places, you will be eligible. And a winner, if there's more than one person eligible, will be picked at random. If no one is eligible, nobody's going to be a legend tonight. It's going to be as harsh as that, you know. I hope, I'm sure, somebody out there will claim the hotly contested, highly coveted Legend of the Week award. Until then, a little bit of this. Just like I'm back in the studio, the boys are back in town. I know my dad will enjoy this. It's Thin Lizzy. Take it away, guys.
Just got back today. Them wild-eyed boys that had been away haven't changed, had much to say. But man, I still think them cats are great. They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy. The boys are back in town, boys are back in town. I said, the boys what she'd got. Man, when I tell you she was cool, she was red hot. I mean, she was steaming. And that time over at Johnny's place, well, this chick got up and she slapped Johnny's face. Man, we just fell about the place. If that chick don't want to know, forget her. The boys are back in town. The boys are back in town. I said, the boys are back in town. Spread the word around. Yeah.
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
And this is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. We've got 48 minutes left of it tonight, so stay right where you are. Stay tuned in, 98.0 or phoenixfm.com, however you've got here. Thanks so much for doing that. I have now revealed, and it's caused some controversy with Rachel Woollett on social media, that to be my legend of the week tonight, you have to name one of the first five tracks that was played on tonight's show. Have a bit of dedication to the beginning of the show. I do realise other people may have family commitments and may only be able to start listening halfway through Rachel Woollett. But there is absolutely no vendetta against you specifically. I decided this at about 4 or 5 o'clock this afternoon that would be my Legend of the Week criteria. So I'm hugely sorry if you feel despondent right now. But you could always have a guess. All the tracks early on had the word back in the title because I'm back at Phoenix FM. They're all about returning or being back. So, you know, just have a guess. If you're wrong, what's the worst that can happen? You've just shown the world that you weren't listening to the first half hour of my show. That's all. It's fine. There's going to be no grudges other than that weird film called The Grudge, which is probably too scary for me to watch. Anyway, as I've said many times, while I was away from Phoenix FM, I was fortunately performing in the theatre in Barnstaple in North Devon in a Christmas show that was uninterrupted by COVID protocols until right at the very end. We were supposed to do 18 shows. We managed to perform 17 before Tier 3 came in North Devon, and we finished half a day early. But we're very, very lucky, and a great feeling to be back on a stage and performing again, which is fantastic. And I'm now going to play some of the tracks either recorded by people I was performing with over Christmas or that link to people I was performing with over Christmas. It was Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker. You're probably going to hear something by him very shortly. We had an amazing aerial performer called Naomi Scott, which I'm going to link a track to in a minute. But also we had a fabulous singer who represented the UK in Eurovision in the mid-1990s. And has had loads of hits since, the brilliant Nikki French. And I have, on this show before, played some of Nikki's newer stuff. But I always say, occasionally, you've got to play the thing that made her well known. So let's do that. Who needs Bonnie Tyler? This represented us at Eurovision in the 90s. Nikki French, Total Eclipse of the Heart.
Listening to the sound of my tears. Every now and then I get a little bit nervous that the best of all the years have gone by. Every now and then I get a little bit terrified and then I see the look in your eyes. Every now and then I fall apart. Every now and then I fall apart. And I need you now tonight. And I need
Nicky French's classic Total Eclipse of the Heart, obviously originally done by Bonnie Tyler, but that was our Eurovision entry, and I think, I want to say 95, I may be slightly out, but according to the trivia quiz we did over Christmas, knowing exact years of things is very important, but apologies if that was wrong. But yes, well done to Nicky French. Anyway, Total Eclipse of the Heart. I mentioned that aerialist Naomi Scott, who performed in our show, did some amazing trickery and cavorting around with silks hanging down from the highest points of the theatre and putting herself at great risk, and unbelievable, really impressive stuff she was doing. And then had a hoop in the air as well and was doing tricks within that, and all kinds of stuff. But it was very entertaining, and in honour of Naomi Scott, I'm going to play this by the Saturdays.
Phoenix FM.
That was Up by the Saturdays in honour of Naomi Scott, the fantastic aerial performer in our show Gareth Gates Christmas Cracker at the Queen's Theatre in Barnstaple, which happened over Christmas. Bearing in mind it was called Gareth Gates Christmas Cracker, how could I honour the man who the show was named after? I guess I've got to play a track by Gareth Gates, really, haven't I?
All right, Dad, you ready?
Hold on.
This is Gareth and the Kumars at number 42.
Ready.
Let's kick it.
not in the charts, that was the name of the show. There we go. Gareth Gates and the Kumars at number 42. That was with their version of Spirit in the Sky. So, yeah, there we go. Hope you enjoyed that. He did do that without the Kumars voices during our show, which was rather fabulous. It didn't. Also, he did Last Christmas. Maybe had something to do with it getting to number one finally. Famously kept off of number one by Band-Aid in 1984. And one of the biggest selling singles never to reach number one until very, very recently. So, yeah, that was fantastic. And Gareth sang that and played piano in our show, which was fabulous. And what else am I going to... Well, I said about telling you about some of my experiences. I was in North Devon over Christmas. We stayed in a rather wonderful cottage. And this hardly ever happens as a performer. Many performers out there will know you get booked for a contract and then you have to find accommodation. Sometimes it can be difficult to do that and find somewhere that is great for you to stay in for the duration of it. Unbelievably, the producers we worked for found our accommodation for us and paid for it as part of the deal, which was fabulous. And we got to stay in a rather wonderful, very full of character cottage in North Devon. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. But linking to North Devon, any famous bands or artists from North Devon? Chris Martin's from that area, and he wants to fix me, apparently.
When you try your best, but you don't succeed. When you get what you want, but not what you need. When you feel so tired but you can't sleep. Stuck in reverse.
tears come streaming down your face. When you lose something you can't replace. When you love someone but it goes to waste. Could it
great track, love that. Coldplay and Fix You, that featured in a pantomime we did in Lytham St Anne's. It was Snow White when she eats the poison apple. Everyone's in despair, you think she's dead, and then she gets kissed by the prince and survives and everyone's happy again. Played Fix You over that, got very emotional. It was a great track. Anyway, back to the show I was in Devon, because all the final few tracks you're going to hear link to that now, my experiences over Christmas. And we had a great director who works for a company called Red Entertainment, the brilliant Lee Waddingham, who conceived the show, put it all together, directed it, and worked backstage on it as well. And, not to give away too many secrets, performed in the show as well. Let's be honest, as a polar bear. So, all rather impressive, but obviously having a lot of experience directing myself, You are the veritable conductor of an orchestra when you're directing. And so thanks to Lee Waddingham, you've inspired me to play Clean Bandit's Symphony, featuring Zara Larsson. When you hold me close, don't let me go. Something like that.
I'll let them do it.
I've been hearing symphonies before all I heard was silence. A rhapsody for you and me, and every melody is timeless. Life was stringing me along, then you came and you cut me loose. Was solo singing on my own. Now I can't find a key without you, and now your song is on repeat, and I'm dancing on to your heartbeat. And when you're gone, I feel incomplete. So if you want the truth, I just wanna be part of your symphony. Will you hold me tight and not let go? Symphony, like a love song on the radio. Will you hold me tight and not let go? I'm sorry.
FM.
Great track there. Clean Bandit featuring Zara Larsson with the brilliant Symphony in honour of our director of Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker, Mr. Lee Waddingham. Thanks to Matt Brinkler of Red Entertainment as well. The pair of them put the show on, but Lee stayed with the show all throughout the duration of the run and appeared in it himself as well. He was running all over the place. Congratulations to him for a marvellous effort. So, yeah, here we are. It's the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons. We're into the final 23 minutes and 25 seconds. It's all getting rather emotional. Lovely to be back and to share with you the glory of what happened to me over Christmas. We got put up in this fabulous cottage, although I think it was originally intended for people who were considerably smaller in height than myself. If you wanted to walk through a doorway, you needed to be about 5'7" or shorter, of which I'm not. And therefore, it's not just like, oh, I might graze the very top of my head or my hair might hit the top of that doorway. It's, oh no, the middle of my forehead is going to smack into the doorframe. There was a lot of bending down. But yes, very characterful cottage with a beautiful thatched roof in an amazing little village called Haynton Punch Arden, which was hilariously failed to be remembered and named as Punching One-Handed. But, yeah, lovely place in North Devon, Punching One-Handed. Not recommended for all boxers. They wouldn't be able to defend themselves very well. But, yes, and right by where we were in this monk's cottage, obviously monks must have lived there at some point. Why would there be monks there? Because St. Augustine's Church was just down the road, literally a few yards away from our dwelling. And in honour of that church and that village and that cottage, here's Charlotte Church with Crazy Chick.
Some therapy. Oh, babe, I hope you got a PhD. Won't you let me on your leather couch? I got a lot of need to talk about. I think I'm crazy, think I'm stupid, must have lost my mind. Wonder what I'm thinking, loving you, cause boy, if you were mine, I'd really go insane. You'd be my favorite thing. I go ballistic, yeah, you're making me a crazy chick. You driving me. All the things you do, you make me come undone. I just can't help myself. I need professional help. Help. I need professional help. You've really done it this time. You know you're twisting my mind. You got me acting like a whacked out chick.
Church and Crazy Chick in honour of St. Augustine's Church in Heaton Puncharden, just outside Barnstaple in North Devon, where I was appearing in Gareth Gates' Christmas Cracker over Christmas. What's that? A very convoluted explanation for why I played a song. Yes, what the heck? And there is still time for celebrity birthdays. Don't panic, everybody. Well, if it's your birthday on the 5th of January, huge congratulations to you. Many happy returns of the day. Who do you share a birthday with? Well, actor Bradley Cooper is 46 today. Singer Marilyn Manson is 52. Actress Diane Keaton is 75. Actor and director Robert Duvall is 90. And Vinnie Jones. You don't need to say what he does, really. He's just Vinnie Jones. But he's 56 today. Don't be ridiculous. How is that possible? Those are your celebrity birthdays for the 5th of January. Always tune in to the show that goes like this if you want to know what celebrities have a birthday on the day of the broadcast. Absolutely marvellous. Well, dare I say it, we're coming into the home stretch now, if you like, of this programme tonight. It's been good to be back so far. We've got a few tracks to fit in for you. And I've told you about the beautiful thatched cottage I've been staying in the village of Punching One-Handed. It's not really called that. You have to listen back if you want to know why I'm calling it that. But, yeah, we had a lovely time there. There were four of us in this cottage with, let's be honest, very narrow corridors in it and hallways, but beautiful rooms and furnishings, and some low doorways which made it a struggle to get through. And myself, I did have the odd occasion where heads got slightly injured, but I would say after staying there for a couple of days, that wore down. I got used to it, you know, that wore down, it stopped. Some other members of the household, it didn't stop. I kept hearing, ow, about 2 days before we left. Oh no, my head again, and things like that. So, in honour of those more accident-prone people who stayed in Monk's Cottage in Heenton Puncharden, here's another track for you to come to terms with your head injuries. I did see grazes on heads. I never saw full-blown cuts. Whether somebody's got a concussion as a result, who knows? But this, with Bump in the Night, is All Stars.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
That was All Stars and Bump in the Night in celebration of all the times people in our temporary household over Christmas banged their heads on beams, on low ceilings, on narrow parts of roofs that were leaning over, and most importantly, on the very small door frames that to get through you had to considerably stoop. We were all virtual hunchbacks by the end of the contract, but I'm still glad I did it, still glad I stayed there, and let's be honest, didn't have the effort of trying to find somewhere to stay. It was all done for us, which was marvellous, and it was a wonderful experience. If anyone intends, when all this craziness starts to ease a little bit, on visiting parts of the UK, heartily recommend North Devon. Barnstable's a lovely place, had a lovely town centre with an indoor market that could have been spectacular, but obviously struggling at the moment during COVID times. But yeah, it was all good and we all had a great time, and a huge thanks to everybody involved with that show. I've got to say as well, having worked in a lot of shows, yes, it was a weird experience turning up and saying, "Ah, oh, we're working together, I can't see you though, stay in your dressing room, I'll see you on stage." But the public were very supportive. I get the feeling that obviously theatres and performance venues of all kinds are really struggling at the moment, but I think as soon as people are allowed to go back, there will most definitely be an audience for it. People were loving the live entertainment. So yeah, let's keep it going. Let's not let it die out. Let's make sure it survives. And had a great time down there, would happily go back again, and who knows, we may be invited to at some point in the future. Also, that's what I was going to say, it was put on in an incredibly short amount of time. Yes, we do full-scale pantomimes that end up being a couple of hours of a show, and this was a Christmas variety show where the performers were doing their self-contained acts, but we had little links between. We had three songs that had to be rehearsed and people doing all kinds of things together, and we literally had one day's rehearsal of about 8 hours to kind of go through everything, and then half a day in the theatre to get used to it. And then we started that evening. It was an incredibly short amount of time to put a show on. And yeah, the first couple of shows had some hairy moments, but we all got through it, and then it all improved and was all incredibly brilliant. Well, it was good from the first one, really. But yeah, just wanted to say my thanks once again to everyone involved. But it's great to be back here at Phoenix. And yeah, I'll be back next week as well. Still got a couple of tracks to play, though. After me at 8 o'clock, don't forget we got the news, and then straight into Synth City with Rob Harvey, who is in the building right now. So all you Synth City fans, stay right there. It won't be very long till Rob's on. But obviously, I was very fortunate to do that show, to travel as the country turned into various high-level tiers. And the place I went to ended up staying in Tier 2 for quite a considerable amount of time. But while we all worry about tiers, here's Everybody Wants to Rule the World by Tears for Fears.
To
Phoenix FM.
Everybody Wants to Rule the World. That was Tears for Fears. That was my penultimate track of the show tonight. Now remember, I did say to be Legend of the Week, you had to you had to work out or guess one of the first five tracks that I played tonight, just to see who was listening at that point in the show that had been there right from the start with that dedication to be a true legend listener and make that extra sacrifice of listening right from the beginning. Who could be tonight's legend? Well, the first five tracks were Mark Morrison's Return of the Mac, Take That's Back for Good, Bananarama's I Want You Back, Huey Lewis and the News with The Power of Love, and The Who with Who Are You? So those eligible for the Legend of the Week award, shockingly, and at a risk of severe nepotism here, I can't do anything about it, these are the people that got in touch. My dad, Eddie Bushell up in Norfolk, and my cousin Carolina, who's in Kent. So one of those is going to be Legend of the Week based on this ridiculous kind of raffle, if you like, which I'm going to do right now. And therefore, I can tell you, Legend of the Week for tonight's show is Carolina Simmons. Well, huge congratulations to you, Carolina. Normally, you'd say in any kind of competition on the radio, relatives of the presenter sadly can't enter. But when it's a non-tangible prize, I heartily recommend my entire family enters and tries the best they can to be my Legend of the Week. But well done to Carolina, who got one of those answers right. So thank you very much for getting in touch. Thanks to all of you for welcoming me back with open arms tonight. After 3 weeks away, it's been great to be back. I'll be back again at the same time next week, 6 till 8 on Tuesday. But while we all come to terms with the second lockdown, I'm coming to terms with the fact that I'm no longer performing in a theatre. It was great to do it for a couple of weeks and great to be back on the stage and feel that vibe. And to that end, I'm going to play out with a certain Mr. Robbie Williams. Let Me Entertain You. See you soon. Rob's up next.